The band everybody loves to hate, Nickelback, is saying that they are seriously considering doing a metal album. Really? What do you think? Think that might shut the critics' mouths? I don't know. We're going to talk about it on today's Rock and Rant.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. That is what you're listening to. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check back often. All kind of cool stuff happening there. Tons of cool podcasts, rock and rants, guitar casts, all kind of fun stuff. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. We are live tonight here at Lou's Guitar Lounge. And the topic is Nickelback going metal. Why is this even coming up? Let me go ahead and get with an article I got here from Alt Press, and I'll put it in the links here. But Mike Kroeger, the bass player, has said that, you know, they are very interested in doing a metal album, that they're all at heart metalheads, that they are very well versed in the big four of thrash's music, that they could, you know, do an entire album of Slayer songs if they wanted to. They look like bands like Meshuggah and Gojira and Lamb of God, bands like that. And that's just not too off the wall that the band wants to do a metal record. And, you know, there is that cover out there of them doing Sad But True. So if Nickelback does a metal album, is that going to silence their critics? Probably not. Let's talk a little bit about why Nickelback is so despised. You could Google this. There's tons of information out there about this, but I think it started with Metallica kind of getting people yelling from the stage many years ago, kind of as a joke, you know, yelling Nickelback sucks. That was probably the sort of start of it. But what I think their biggest problem is, their music is just a little too safe, a little too homogenized. They aren't really one thing or another. And in today's post grunge, post new metal, new rock era, that just does not fly. There are bands, though, that have been kind of homogenized kind of sounding bands in the past that haven't gotten nearly as much fly, but still got some fly. A really good example is a couple bands from the 80s. Bon Jovi is one of them. I think Bon Jovi is one of those bands that kind of, but I think what saved Bon Jovi is that John Bon Jovi himself has always come across as such a nice guy and been so sort of charming that he's kind of won over those people that say, yeah, John, your music's kind of really milquetoast. Another band that has played it safe album after album, tour after tour, is Def Leppard. The first two albums, High and Dry and Pyromania, are great records, great rock and roll records. But after that, again, they became this sort of like neither here nor there kind of homogenized pop sound that they just kind of done over and over and over. Big emphasis on ballads and things like that. But Nickelback is just, and I think it's just the era that they came out in, the other bands that were happening at the same time, as well as Metallica's sort of like leading this charge of Nickelback sucks. I think it would be awesome if they would do a metal album, but my question about it is, if they are such fans of this type of music, why aren't they already doing that? Yes, they are already playing big shows, even though, you know, there was a petition that went out that because they were supposed to play some halftime show American football team playoffs or something. And there was a petition went around to get Nickelback off the bill and a few things like that. I think those things are kind of unfair and kind of mean-spirited, but they apparently do well enough. I will tell you right now, Lou Dini, he himself has seen Nickelback live. I was dating somebody in the early to mid 2000s who was a Nickelback fan, and I got dragged to the concert, and I must say they put on a great show. They were a very fun band. Chad Kroeger is a very cool frontman. Not a frontman like Robert Plant or a frontman like Bono or something like that. He's kind of like a game show host. It was not what I expected. He was very fun, very funny. They did some really cool stuff for the audience, and they did something that was super cool was they brought all the opening acts out to play with them during the encore. Very, very cool and super fun, and they sounded good. I don't know if they were using tracks or not. I really couldn't tell. I thought they sounded good. So that was just my take of what I saw. Is their music a little too homogenized? Yes, I can understand where people are saying that. Would it be cool to kind of hear them play some different styles, bring in some different sounds, carve out more of a sound of their own? Absolutely. And it would help that if they would take songs like Rockstar and license them to furniture commercials. I mean, that's a little like, you know, that's a little... like kind of a no-no for real rock fans. They don't like to hear bands do stuff like that. So what do you think? If Nickelback puts out a metal album, do you think that you're going to get into it? You think you would check it out? I'll at least give it a listen. I don't think I own any Nickelback albums, but I would definitely pique my interest. They obviously can play and sing. So it'd be kind of interesting to hear what they would come up with. I hope that they do it. I hope that it's something they kind of like, because they could use a shakeup, and it might shut everybody's mouth about Nickelback once and for all. You can listen to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Those of you that want to dig a little deeper, you want to hang out in our live sessions here, you can do that by going to loulombardirocks.com. Don't even need your email address. You go to loulombardirocks.com. Click the button, you'll get right in, and you can meet a lot of really cool people who are just like you, who love great guitar-driven rock, get access to exclusive music, exclusive video, exclusive conversation, all at loulombardirocks.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out, and we'll catch you all on the next Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.